Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And before I bring my guest, we're going to have Marita Noon on, and we're going to talk about our energy crisis around this nation. And we're going to, you know, first of all, before I bring her on, I want to make sure that I wish you a happy midterm voting day, election day, and I hope that you have voted. I have not yet. I'm going to do that here in about a few hours, but I will get her done. And we'll see what happens. It's going to be an interesting evening, I guess. And I don't know, even when we see the changing of the guards, do we really see a change? We see big government come up and infringe on our liberties, and we'll just see. But the best thing we can do, folks, is get out there and vote. And then right after that, it's not over. After that, you got to hold their feet to the fire. You got to hold them accountable. But let's talk about the energy in America. You know, the gas we talked a little bit a week ago, I think it was, about the prices going down at the gas pump and why that really was. And today I have with me Marita Noon. Energy makes America great, and nobody has more energy than Marita. Marita, how are you today?
I'm great, Beth. It's always a treat to be with you, and you've got pretty much a lot of energy yourself.
I try to. There's days I kind of poop out, but I try.
Well, hopefully not on the air. I doubt that.
No, not on the air. So what's going on today?
Well, as you pointed out, we have an election day, and like you, I also have not yet voted, but I most certainly will be voting midday today. I'll go out and vote, and will be proud to do so. But what my column this week is on, and I kind of, in a way, wrote this for you because I knew that I was going to be on the air with you on election day. And so I wrote my column on, the connection between oil prices and elections. And I believe there is a very definite connection and between oil prices and especially the low prices that we're seeing at the pump right now and the election. And so I wrote that specifically so that we could talk about energy and the election on Election Day.
Well, awesome. You know, we need to make the best of our own natural resources. And I did send you an article that I had shared on air here a week or two ago. It was from the Daily Signal, which is part of the Heritage Foundation. I've been using
right.
quite a bit of their things and their articles and such.
They do good stuff, that's for
they
sure.
They do good work. They really, really do. I love them. But they were saying, well, it's not what everybody thinks, and the fact that we have been producing a little bit more here has a little bit to do with that. But I wanted to go through step by step what you had thought as well.
Yeah, well, what I, you know, people are asking about this. As you know, Beth Ann, I do a lot of speaking all over the country, and I've in the last few weeks given 4 different presentations in 2 different states. And people are asking, what's the deal with oil prices? And of course, a lot of the groups that I speak to are oil industry groups, and so they're kind of hoping that I'm going to tell them that this drop in prices is temporary, where the citizen type groups that I speak to, they're hoping this drop in prices is, of course, permanent, and they want to know what is going on with prices. And of course, the answer that you hear the most frequently is true, is accurate, and that is, number one, that the U.S. is now a major player in the world of energy, particularly in oil and natural gas. But oil is really what we're talking about here.
And you know, that's
past,
I'm just going to stop you right there because, you know, that's exciting when you read that, that we're moving on up the ladder there. And so maybe there's hope around the corner for productivity here in the United States. But go, carry on. I just wanted to throw that out there.
There's hope around the corner because the Energy Information Agency predicts that the United States is going to surpass Saudi Arabia in oil production by 2015. Now, that's just months away, we're talking about here, that we have produced so much that we're going to pass Saudi Arabia to become the world's largest oil producer. We currently, we used to import 60% of our consumption from Saudi Arabia, or from OPEC, from Middle Eastern countries. We're now only importing 30%. So we've cut our oil imports in half. And we are currently in the United States at a 28-year high in oil production. So, I mean, these are really, really dramatic numbers. And depending on how the election comes out today, now realize what I quoted from the Energy Information Agency, the EIA, that will be surpass Saudi Arabia by 2015, that does not take into account politics. And the reason politics is important on this part, there's some other things we'll talk about, but the reason politics are important now is that assuming the Republicans take control of the Senate, which it looks like they will, no one knows for sure, of course, but we'll go vote and do our part, won't we?
Yes, we will.
And but assuming the Republicans take control of the Senate, the Republicans, if you listen to whoever you're listening to, whatever candidate it is, one of their big plans for economic growth revolves around energy. So they are really going to push to ramp up energy production in this country. They are going to push to pass the key, or to put through the Keystone Pipeline, and they can do some things legislatively that will change the rules so that President Obama, that decision is out of his hands, and that's something they can do. So the Republicans are very definitely counting on energy as a part of their economic growth plan. So when the EIA says we're going to be the world's largest energy producer by 2015, that is not taking into account the Republicans and control of the Senate, and therefore producing even more energy. So there's some very dramatic potential for us here. And when you realize that under President Obama, oil production on private lands has gone up by 61%. But on federal lands, what the federal government controls, it has gone down 6%. So you can extrapolate that out to see we could probably increase production on federal lands by like 70% with a favorable Congress.
Well, you know, I know that in the one article that you had, you sent me several articles, and I'm trying to remember which was in which, but in one of those articles, you were talking about when they were, when we had the election in 2012, what one was promoting, what one side was promoting was to drill, baby, drill, and the other one was going green. And, of course, we've seen what the green has done. Not that we don't need some green. We need to be good stewards, but we've seen what that has done to the prices.
Yes, most definitely, and that's in my current article on the oil price election connection that you can find on redstate.com. And in that, I talk about, yes, President Obama, his whole energy plan in the 2012 election was he wanted everything green, and that's still his plan, is everything green, where Romney was all for, he, like the Republicans today, was talking about how energy can be a real stimulus to the economy, which, of course, I believe it had. But, you know, when you look at that, the other thing I kind of present in that column is I believe that Saudi Arabia is dropping the prices, as they did in 2012. They lowered the price in the fall, in the election cycle, by producing more. They announced back in 2012. They announced that they were going to increase production through November. They announced back in September of 2012.
Okay, we're going to have to hold there. The music's going. We're going into a
All
break.
Right, we'll
Hang
wait.
Right there. We'll talk about that when we come back. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Marita Noon. Energy makes America great. And voting makes your liberties great. And we will be right back.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representatives and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription. CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.
BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
Affinity 4 is making it easy for you to stay connected with friends and family with their new senior-friendly wireless phone. This Affinity 4 phone features large buttons with an easy-to-use keypad, dedicated speed dial buttons, nationwide coverage on one of America's largest networks, and more. With its dedicated emergency call SOS feature, not only can you stay connected, but you also have the peace of mind knowing that in an emergency situation, you're protected. Plus, it's the only senior-friendly phone that allows you to give back to this radio station. That's right. Through Affinity 4's Give Back program, the proceeds will be donated to this radio station each month. This offer is available while supplies last, so don't wait.
Call 1-800-311-2648. 1-800-311-2648. That's 1-800-311-2648.
Have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm visiting today with our good friend Marita Noon. We're talking about our energy. We're talking about the prices at the gas pump, but how that goes along with elections and the different sides where it would appear that the Republicans do want to glean from our natural resources, drill, baby, drill, while the Democrat Party always seems to want to go more green, and which we have seen what that has done. That has not just stifled our productivity as far as our natural resources, but also in jobs and businesses across this great nation to where we are in a hurt with jobs. And I think, you know, yesterday we talked about jobs a little bit. Marita, I'm going to go around a corner and we'll come right back. That's one of the big things. The economy is one of the big things on people's minds. Somebody asked me yesterday, how can I know who to vote for? And I said, you know, this day and time, it ought to be easy. You go check and see how they have voted. And then you vote. And then you got to hold them accountable. Voting today is not enough. We've got to hold these folks accountable. And we'll go on. And we'll go on with our energy talk today. But, you know, that is just one thing. If they're going to take your vote because they want to drill, baby, drill, then you need to make sure that they vote to drill, baby, drill.
Yes, and, you know, I always encourage people to make sure that you have your senators and your congressmen's phone numbers in your cell phone and that you call regularly and voice your opinion. And I know people feel like, oh, that's a waste of time. They don't listen to me. If you send them a letter or an email, you get a letter back that often doesn't come anywhere near or close to addressing what you sent them, and you kind of, it's easy to get very frustrated. But realize, I think the best thing is just a simple phone call. And they've got at their offices usually some kind of, you know, 23-year-old intern or someone like that who's manning the phones. And all that person is going to do is take down your opinion on a chart that they keep in front of them, a little spreadsheet, and they're going to put a tick mark in, you know, who called on this issue with this opinion. And when the constituents call and make noise, it does make a difference in how they vote because they want to get reelected. And so if their constituents are all unhappy with them, they have to go, wow, I better change my viewpoints here or I'm not going to get reelected.
And, you know, in one of your questions here on the paper that you sent me, you talk about climate change. And I mentioned that yesterday as well. I had an article from, well, he's been on all the talk shows. Well, not all the talk shows, but some of the Fox News shows and everything. But this, he was kind of into this climate change. And now he's telling everybody this is a big hoax. And, you know, this plays a lot into this green and drill, baby, drill and that kind of a saga. You know, that's one thing that President Barack Obama says he's not going to compromise on, and he's going to control it with his pen and an executive order. And that plays a lot into our resources as well, doesn't it, Marita?
Yeah, it most certainly does, because the whole climate change narrative is what's behind this push for green energy. Because if you take away the climate change narrative, there's no reason for us to be spending money on green energy. It was at one point people felt like we had to have green energy because we were running out of energy. We had an energy crisis. But now, you know, it's, as we talked in the first segment, we're looking at surpassing Saudi Arabia's production in literally just a matter of months. And, you know, so you can't use the excuse, well, we need green energy because we're running out. No, that's a totally false narrative now. And once people accept that, you know, we've had no global warming, we're having big snow and already in parts of New England. In fact, at my house in New Mexico, it is snowing today. So, you know, we're seeing New England is predicted to have a really harsh, cold winter this year, and I'm afraid, and I think we've talked about this before, but I'm afraid we're going to see someone, we're going to discover that in the power outages that they're going to have in this extreme weather, we're going to find that someone froze to death, literally, and I hope that it doesn't take that, but I'm afraid it will take that for people to wake up and go, wait, I didn't realize how important energy is. We need our energy.
We do need our energy, and it's, you know, it's always been mind-boggling to me. I understand that we want to do it efficiently. I understand that we want to have a cleaner air, that we want to do what is right and be good stewards of the land. But that is also being a good steward of the land and of this nation, because the less we are, and let's slide into the ISIS segment here, where they have the energy. Let's put it that way. They've got the oil there. So we're now competing with ISIS, the enemy.
Yeah, it's very interesting when you look at the change in dynamics in the Middle East, because historically, think Osama bin Laden, think Al-Qaeda, what they historically have done is they have come in and bombed the oil fields because they wanted to cause economic pain to the Western world, which it most certainly did cause economic pain to the Western world. And that's part of what we see when we see, you know, that spike in gasoline prices amidst Middle East unrest. But ISIS has come in with a very different approach. Instead of bombing the oil fields to cause economic pain, they realize the value of the oil fields, and they are capturing oil fields. And those oil fields that they are capturing have a lot of potential to them. 350,000 barrels a day is what is reported of pre-war potential. Now, they're not getting that much oil out. And one of the reasons they're not getting that much oil out is they don't have the technology to do that. And in fact, it's very interesting. ISIS is currently advertising for experienced petroleum engineers. They're advertising for people to come in and run these oil fields, because what they've been doing previously is if they captured an oil field and you were the petroleum engineer who's there working, they said to you, work or we will kill your family. That was their method of motivating people to work. And apparently that's not working, because they're now advertising to pay more than $100,000 a year salary for petroleum engineers. So they realize the value of this oil. But no legitimate trader will touch ISIS oil. So they're selling it at below market prices, less than half in many cases what the price of a barrel of oil is today. They're selling it on the black market. So we've got 50 to 80,000 barrels of oil a day that ISIS is producing that are being put into the market at below market prices, and someone is buying it. So whoever's buying that cheap oil, they're now not buying the full-priced oil, so we've got all this full-priced oil available looking for customers, and that adds to the surplus, which for the consumer adds to the low price of gasoline.
Well, it gets to be quite the tangled web, but it all comes down to utilizing our natural resources, and it all comes down to productivity, and we've got to do that here in the United States because, like you say, energy makes America great.
Yeah, that it does, and you go without it, and you realize suddenly how important it really is for us.
Well, you know, we're looking at going into a hard winter. They're predicting that across the board, and we have not had snow yet here in Missouri, but it's...
who would think in New Mexico, which everybody perceives seems to be like Phoenix, that we're having snow.
Yeah? Are you in the mountainous area?
I am, yes.
Okay. All right. We'll give you that anyway. Well, I know that...
I'm at 7,200 feet above sea level, so yes, I'm definitely in the mountainous area.
Some of my buddies in Pennsylvania were telling me over the weekend that they got their first snow. And, you know, and I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, it's coming. No matter how much we don't want it, it's coming.
Yeah,
and, you know,
is.
We're going to be thinking about those gas bills as we pay for the heating prices that come in. And yesterday, they were doing some utility work around here, and in walked the gas man. He says that they had turned everything off. He says, I need to light the pilot light on your furnace. So I directed him down, I call it the dungeon, to the basement. And he went down there and took care of that. And he was asking about the people in the apartment above my office. And I said, well, I don't know that they're home, but I said, I'm sure they've got a cook stove in as well. Because all I have here is a microwave and a toaster oven. But anyway, we're going to be thinking about those prices. We're going to be thinking how hard it is to pay that as this hard winter comes in.
Yeah, and I predict that post-election, this extra oil that Saudi Arabia announced in September that they were pumping despite the low price, Saudi Arabia increased their production. I believe that's to help influence the American election. And once this election is over and Saudi Arabia hopefully does not get their way, which means the Republicans take control of the Senate, I believe Saudi Arabia will dial back on their production, which will cut some supply and bring the prices up a little, but not dramatically.
Well, and I know that, you know, and as I posted on Facebook that you were going to be my guest today and what we were going to talk about, you know, there's a lot of people that were, they've already got that attitude, you know. We know that after election it's going to go skyrocketing, so we'll see what happens.
And I don't think, I saw some of those comments on Facebook, I don't think it's going to skyrocket that dramatically, because you got to look at all the reasons why the prices are low, and only a few of those factors will change.
Well, you know,
the radio level might change, but not the rest.
They've been burnt so many times, I don't blame them for feeling that way. We're going into another break. I'm going to open the phone lines, 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And Marita and Beth Ann will be right back.
CJ Hadley brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. CJ is offering her three best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Ballad Ears, Painters and Poets of the American West, Plus, her real buckaroo calendar. All for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot, educating the masses with her Range magazine. 5 quarters of Range magazine, brushstrokes and balladeers, and her real buckaroo calendar. Plus, a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. The trifecta for $40 and the trifecta plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
Are you one of the millions of people who take pills for pain management? Then listen up. The breakthrough topical pain creams from RX Topical Relief may help reduce your pain without needing to take a pill. Topical pain creams combine the benefits of multiple medications for a greater effect without many of the side effects from pills such as addiction, nausea, and dizziness. In fact, topical pain creams bypass your GI and liver to minimize absorption into your bloodstream. If you are in pain and have private health insurance, call RX Topical Relief today and see if you qualify for topical pain creams. The good news is that there will be very little or no out-of-pocket expense if this prescription is covered by health insurance. Call 1-800-318-0800. That's 1-800-318-0800. Call 1-800-318-0800 today. That's 1-800-318-0800. 1-800-318-0800. RX Topical Relief topical creams are currently not available for Medicare and Medicaid patients.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but it's in our house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study, and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are and were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $16.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, and one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy of Radical Islam in the House, only $16.99.
C&J Dog Food is a family-owned business taking pride in caring for your pets. They raise pets, they own pets, they love and know dogs. C&J Dog Foods carries 3 special dog food formulas that are nutrient-packed and designed with your furry animal's health in mind. For your puppy, chicken and rice formula. For your adult pets, you can choose either a chicken and rice formula or beef and rice formula. C&J Dog Food is formulated to meet nutritional levels established by the AAFCO, meeting the nutrient profiles for all stages of your pet's life. Sold in 1-unit 50-pound bags available for pickup and bulk orders, or they offer 20-pound boxes that are easy to handle and convenient to store, as well as home delivery. Call for pricing, 417-452-2781. C&J Dog Food, your pet deserves the best. As breeders themselves, they know dogs. Call today, 417-452-2781, or visit them online at cjdogfood.net. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Marita Noon, and we've been talking about energy making America great, what the prices are at the pumps now, what's going to happen when winter hits and our gas furnaces heat up and run nonstop, you know, we're going to have to turn them down and put the sweaters on. You know, they used to teach that pretty religiously back in the day, Marita.
Yeah, and we're definitely going to need to apply that this year, I think.
I agree. And you know, it's
it depends on what your heating source is, but certainly what we're going to see is we're seeing at the moment natural gas and oil are down, but electricity rates are much higher. I believe I read somewhere in Boston that their electricity rates are 30% higher this winter than they were last winter.
How much?
30%.
Wow.
Yeah, it's scary.
It is scary. That's, you know, especially since the majority of people's incomes have gone down.
Yes. Yeah, so that's a real pain. So while fortunately for the consumer, gasoline prices are down, definitely we've got electricity prices are considerably up.
Well, this is straying from all your articles, but I'm just going to throw this out there. You know, we're heading in, this is midterm election, you know, and then we're going to be heading in. I mean, it won't take long after 2015 for this start gearing up for all the 2016 elections, because we got to go through all those primaries and everything else, you know, across the board. How do you see this playing a big role in that future election?
For 2016?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think if the Republicans take the Senate, they do what they've proposed. And again, I'm only an expert on energy. I can't go too far outside of my little sphere.
Into politics.
Well, I mean, politics are a big part of it. Politics,
oh, yeah, absolutely.
And energy, they're very definitely connected. And if the Republicans do what they say they're going to do, which I believe they will, and some people listening are probably going to laugh at that, but they all push so hard for energy, and they understand that. If they do that, if the Keystone Pipeline is built, if we continue to drill, baby, drill, and so forth, we're going to see a lot more jobs. We're going to see, therefore, economic growth. And I think we're going to see that the country is in a much better place in 2016, and it will be obvious that it's a result of Republican policies. I mean, we're in such a bad place right now that, you know, a turnaround can happen, I believe, and the results will be obvious. And so I think that it has a really strong potential for 2016.
Now let's talk about fracking a little bit, because that's something, and I think I've mentioned that to you before, that's a little bit out of my realm. I'm not sure. I know there's a lot of controversy over the fracking, but the article that I had earlier, they were actually contributing the fact that we've learned so much more and gotten better at this fracking, that that's one reason we've been able to produce more in the last year.
Oh, that is very much so. Fracking has really matured. We've been doing fracking successfully and safely in this country, which most people don't realize, for more than 65 years. But it's since in the 2006-2007 range is when the horizontal drilling and hydraulic fracturing were first successfully commercially combined. And they are the reason that we have this new energy abundance that we're seeing. And but in that time frame, since fracking has become so widely used, it's been greatly improved. For example, these so-called chemicals that scare people in fracking, they're mostly these days food-based products. One of the big ones is a product called GAR, G-A-U-R, I believe is how it's spelled. And if you look in bubble gum, you look in ice cream, you look at a lot of different foods, you will see GAR is one of the things that is used, and that's a part of one of the chemicals used in fracking. So now the fracking fluid is actually consumable. Not that you don't want to sit around and drink it with a steak, but it's you can. And so that's one of many. But just to give you an example, it's one of the big improvements that have been made in fracking, and they also now recycle the water. That's another big concern, but the water is now recycled, and there have been big changes there as well.
Well, you know, it's been controversial, and I have just admit that I have known nothing about it, so you've kind of given me a little lesson there, kind of 101, I guess. Maybe it's not quite that deep.
One of the things I wrote a column about a couple weeks ago is there are many ballot measures, many initiatives that are on ballots that are designed to ban fracking. And one of them is Measure P in California's Santa Barbara County. And they don't even use fracking in Santa Barbara County. The structure of the geology there doesn't lend itself to fracking. But yet they build this initiative as the anti-fracking thing. But if you really read into the text, if this initiative passes, Measure P in Santa Barbara, California, it will stop all oil production that's been going on in that area for 65 years. I honestly don't know how long it's been going on, but a really long time in that area. And this bill will stop it, because when you read deep into it, it's really about stopping oil and gas development. So it's not really about fracking, and that's really what the study is about. I mean, the fuss is about.
Well, we know in North Dakota they've been producing a lot more, and their economy is in great shape. They have very little unemployment, and people are moving to North Dakota to be employed.
Yes, yeah, definitely. And Texas has much the same thing. And in my state of New Mexico, I know down in the southeastern portion of the state, which is where all our oil basically is, in this state, they repeatedly say, if you can pass a drug test, you can get a job. And that's one of the big complications for getting a job, is can you pass a drug test? Because they're working with very highly technical equipment and dangerous stuff if you're under the influence and mess up. So it's very important that drug element is a big part of it.
All right. We have Steve from Illinois. Steve, how are you today?
Hey, very good. Say, I was listening to something over the weekend, and apparently our country, as well as the rest of the industrialized world, has signed a UN treaty that years from now, you know, time flies, but I guess 85 years from now, there will be no fossil fuel consumption in America. And, you know, this is both, you know, gas and oil. And, you know, it obviously is, we're satisfying the globalists and the environmentalists, but how in the world can we do this? This is our industrial base.
Marita, do you know about that?
Well, I'm not sure specifically what you're talking about, but what I do know, that, and this may be what you're talking about, is, for example, Europe, just a couple weeks ago, I wrote a column on this, they met to discuss their climate change policy, and they kind of signed on to something that would be really economically terrible. However, written in their agreement, which is how they got the opposing countries like Poland to sign on, is kind of an I will if you will clause, which means that if all the other industrialized countries do not agree to make similar cuts, they're out. And I know that President Obama in Paris next year, which is the international, about a year from now, it's usually in early December, the international conference is, you know, IPCC is happening in Paris, and President Obama has announced that he will sign an accord, which is very different from a treaty, because an accord is not legally binding. And so that's what I would assume you're referencing, is that President Obama has declared that he will sign, you know, this accord that aims to shame countries into participating in this kind of deal, what you're talking about.
Okay.
Because he knows the Senate, especially if the Republicans take the Senate, will never ratify it. And with a treaty, international treaty requires ratification.
We're going into a break. And Steve, I'm going to thank you for your call. Larry's hanging on. Keep hanging, Larry. We'll get to you as soon as we come back. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. The number is 877-895-5410. And Marita and Beth Ann will be right back.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Mm-hmm.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-473-7921, 800-473-7921.
Abigail Adams said, "A patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God." CSC Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her welcome to CSC Talk Radio, and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or call Melody Cederstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgscoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. Hemby Dairy Supply has gone above and beyond the call of duty for all their dairy customers. Many of you men call Hemby Dairy Supply to inquire about certain products. When all is explained, you men make the wisest of all statements: "I need to ask my wife." Well, Hemby Dairy Supply female employees are wise and can help you make those decisions that just might keep you out of trouble and perhaps even make you the hero of the day. Let Hemby Dairy Supply ladies assist you in making those hard-to-decide dairy supply decisions. And women, Hemby Dairy Supply can help you too. If you need male second opinion, let the Hemby Dairy Supply men assist you. Call them now at 1-800-306-8937 or shop online at HambyDairySupply.com and let the Hemby Dairy Supply staff of wives and husbands help meet all your dairy supply needs. That's 1-800-306-8937. Hemby Dairy Supply for all your dairy supply needs. CSE Talk Radio has a goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. At WillieSmoothRevolvers.com, Bill Walters is your personal gunsmith, specializing in action work and repairs on most makes and models of double-action revolvers. Repair and enhance the actions of many semi-automatic pistols. Visit WillieSmoothRevolvers.com. Whether hunting, competition, or tactical work, WillieSmoothRevolvers.com is the gunsmith shop for you. CZ Engineering cares about safety. Protect your horses from life-threatening injury by using safety post caps. Find safety post caps at your local farm supply or request a sample package by emailing them at sample@cze.com. Safety post caps for the safety of your horses and livestock. Visit cze.com because safety comes first. Support the businesses who support Common Sense and CSC Talk Radio. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm visiting today with Marina Noon. She's our energy reporter. She comes on once a month on the first Tuesday of every month to give us an energy report. And today, Marina, I want everybody to know, before we go to Larry here, I want everybody to know all these articles that we've been discussing, I'm going to put links to them on my website, on my blog. And so they can go to those and link up and go to, directly to where those are and read those. Okay. We have Larry from Missouri. Larry, how are you today?
Yes, I got a question about fracking here. Right now, we have all this corn under tarps being stored because the rail system is using the cargo, the trains, the buckets that deliver the corn. They're using that to deliver sand for the fracking. Is that going to affect the food supply? Because the corn can't get sold, and they're going to get like 20% less for the corn because they can't get delivered.
You know, Larry, I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with that specific issue. I know that a lot of the trains are
need for rail.
Oil. I know that there's a lot of oil that
can
take
it. Yeah, they're going to need more rail system to keep up with this fracking.
Well, we need more pipelines. If we had more pipelines, that would free up the rail space. And yes, we do need more rail space as well. But a lot of the oil is currently being shipped by train and by truck that could be and should be sent by pipeline, and it would be much safer for it to be sent by pipeline.
Yeah, Yeah, it's affecting the food prices of the corn because we ain't got the pipelines.
Yeah, you are correct about that, and so we definitely have a need for more pipelines, and that would help that issue. But we also need more trains, as I'm sure you know. The corn and soy crop is at record high level this year, and of course, I personally think, and I don't have any validation for this.
Can't get to market.
Sorry? Okay.
They're storing it under tarps. Can't get to market. The corn and soy they can get to market because they're using the rail for that fracking.
Well, maybe we just need to increase the rail, and that'll increase some jobs. Okay, I'm going to let you go, Larry, because we're about out of time. I need to go on to the next caller. Appreciate your call. We have Roger from New Mexico. Roger, quickly.
You said that we can wean ourselves off of fossil fuels, an idiot. Have you ever heard of the Haber chemical process? There's 7 billion people on the planet. The bulk of them are fed with fertilizer that comes from fossil fuel. The Haber, H-A-B-E-R, chemical process combines natural gas with nitrogen from the air, creates ammonium nitrate. They ship it to all the farmers. They pump in the ground. We get bumper crops, feed it to our livestock. We all get to eat. If we don't use fossil fuel, within 1 year, everybody's dead. How's that one? Grab you.
Okay. Thanks, Roger.
I'm certainly on board with you there.
All right. Appreciate the call.
And, you know, it's true. Natural gas is used for things that people don't even think about. And fertilizer is certainly one that the average person would never realize that's a part of. And, of course, all our plastics are all petroleum-based as well.
Absolutely. All right. Roger, thank you. I've got Mike from Virginia. We're about out of time. Mike, quickly.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
You know, all this talk about a pipeline always kind of confused me. Why don't they just build more refineries right at site? Because I remember years and years ago they were saying, oh, we got a big oil shortage, blah, blah, blah. Then it was an oil refinery shortage. You know what I mean? They started screaming about that. So why instead of piping this all the way down to a refinery in the Gulf that's already taxed beyond, you know what I mean? And every time a fleet farts in Borneo, the thing closes down. You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay, I'm on board with you there, Mike.
Yeah, well, I can tell you one of the main reasons, there's two key problems here. One is the EPA, that you basically cannot, with the current restrictions, you cannot build a new refinery in America today. You can expand and modify an existing refinery, but you really basically just plain cannot build a new refinery in America today due to regulations. And the other thing is, different refineries are built for different kinds of oil. And a lot of the refineries in the Gulf were built to process Venezuelan crude oil, which is very heavy, such as the oil coming out of the Canadian tar sands, where what's coming out of the Bakken field in North Dakota is what they call sweet light crude, which requires a different refining process.
Do we have...
Oh, okay, I got you.
Okay,
but there's also, from my understanding, isn't 80% of the oil field in the United States and only 20% in Canada? So if they do it in Canada, won't that be still considered importing oil?
You're talking about the Bakken field?
Yeah. Isn't 80% of it in the United States?
Yeah, I mean, we don't have problems with importing oil in the United States. What we have is problems with exporting oil. We need some changes in the Senate, which hopefully we'll have, so that they can change the law so that we can export oil as well as not just import it.
Okay, Mike.
Well, from what I understand, our biggest export is oil, and that's the stuff that's coming out of Alaska.
Our biggest export is refined petroleum product. That's gasoline, jet fuel, and diesel.
Oh, okay.
All right.
All right. Have a good day.
All right. Thanks, Mike. We're just about out of time. I was going to get to the movie that you're in. Marita,
you
I want to
just throw that out there. Google Reg Session, R-E-G-C-E-S-S-I-O-N, Reg Session. It's a full-length documentary on the impact of regulation on America, and I'm featured prominently in it, but it's free on YouTube, and I hope your listeners will Google Reg Session and give it a look.
You know what? I'll Google it for them, and I'll find it and put it in. We'll I'm going to do a blog on today's show, and we'll have all the links to your articles, and we'll have that on there too, Marita.
Great, I appreciate it.
Well, Amen, Energy Makes America Great Today. We want everybody to get out and vote. That keeps your liberties. That's your independence. That's called being a republic. We're the ones supposed to be making the decisions around here and then holding those guys accountable when you elect them, guys or gals, whichever the case may be. And, Marita, we need to hold their feet to the fire, don't we?
We most certainly do. Keep them pushing for the energy that makes America great once we change the Senate today, which is hopefully going to happen.
Now, I'm going to ask a question, and I know I'm just about out of time, but on the refinery issue, don't we have some refineries that are closed that we could maybe open back up?
Yes, and actually we do have one in particular in the Virgin Islands that is going to open, and it had lost a lot of money at billions of dollars in its previous years, and they're talking about opening that one back up again now because of the new production.
Well, like I said, it's exciting to know that we are moving up that ladder and maybe we're making some progress. And like I said, we've got to keep voting. We've got to keep holding people accountable. And I thank you so much for what you're doing, Marita. I'm going to get all these links to your articles and to this YouTube movie so that my listeners can watch them on my blog, and we can all work together to bring America home. Thank you.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. InventHelp has been helping inventors since 1984, with sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. Get free information of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-577-2657. That's 1-800-577-2657. Get your free inventor's information by dialing 1-800-577-2657. That's 1-800-577-2657.
Nothing up my sleeve.
Do you believe in magic?
Now you see it.
Now you don't. The real magic of control is now you see it, now you don't, and your freedoms are gone. Richard Mack, gleaning from his wisdom and experience, titled his newest book, The Magic of Gun Control, knowing there is no such thing as magic, but only planned and thought-out illusions. We're being fed illusions when government officials tell us gun control will make and keep us safer. We're being fed illusions as truth when officials try to make us believe that the bad guys will obey their gun laws and restrictions. It is with years of experience that Sheriff Mack knows the only magic in gun control is when the Second Amendment is honored, and then America is truly free. Order The Magic of Gun Control today. Send $22 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Order The Magic of Gun Control today.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline is fast, and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency has thousands of options nationwide and can help you get the government subsidies you deserve to help lower the cost of health insurance. Under the law, if you have special qualifying events such as marriage, loss of job, or moving, you may still be entitled to Obamacare coverage. At Health Markets, our service is free, and we do the work to help you find the right coverage at a price that fits your budget. Call 800-212-4972 now. That's 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of Inspire Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability may vary. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment in a health plan. HMIA 000365.